It's 6:05. South Australia has been weathering severe storms all day, and in the last couple of hours, the entire state has been without power. ABC reporter Claire Campbell is in Adelaide and joins us to tell us more. Thanks so much for your time, Claire. What's the latest on the power outage?
Patricia, it's fair to say that South Australia is in complete chaos at the moment with power out right across the state. We've just heard the Premier, Jay Weatherall, say he believes the power outage was caused by damaged infrastructure due to the severe weather. It was previously reported that there could have been an issue with the interconnector with Victoria. He's ruled that out, but he is telling people to brace for a long night ahead without power and to charge mobile phones because we just don't know yet when power is going to be restored.
That is quite a significant development. You're right. Until that moment, we had thought that this was even perhaps a deliberate act, that they were trying to conserve energy or making some kind of deliberate decision. If it's damage to the infrastructure, that's incredibly significant, isn't it?
That's right, it is, Patricia. Look, they say that system restoration has begun. It could be a number of hours. They are saying, though, that it's likely the system was shut down as a safety precaution, but there are still so many details that aren't yet known, questions that still need to be answered, and the information coming out is limited at this stage. But yes, as I mentioned earlier, it's causing widespread chaos. Tram and train lines are out across the state. The Transport Department's trying to put on extra bus services where it can. The Adelaide Railway Station is without power. The Adelaide Airport's backup generator has failed, so we've got flights grounded. Traffic lights are out right across the state, and police are warning people not to even get on the roads unless there's an absolute reason to travel tonight.
And how bad is the storm damage? Because, of course, this is all happening because of this pretty extreme storm.
Yeah, well, the power outage is certainly the focus at the moment, but yes, storms are continuing and wild weather is continuing to lash the state. We've seen wind gusts of up to 120 kilometres an hour hitting some of our rural areas across the York and Eyre Peninsula and the Mid-North. We've also seen large hail storms hit particularly the area of Cleve this afternoon. And yes, the risk of wild weather is still very much in place across South Australia tonight.
So you said that the Premier, Jay Weatherall, had really provided the first significant information about all of this. What's the time frame that this could last for?
We just don't know yet. Cabinet is in an emergency meeting this evening, in fact right now as we speak, and we're hoping to get some more information when they emerge from that meeting. But SA Power Networks is just warning people at this stage to brace for extended power outages and to conserve the battery on mobile phones and listen to battery-operated radio for updates on the weather conditions, because at this stage we just don't know how long this could continue for.
And what other advice have authorities given in terms of basic safety? Because this is kind of peak hour. This is the most, I would say, most intense period for something like this to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. It's 5:40 in South Australia right now, so this is prime time for people to be leaving work, and with most of the public transport out at this stage, it will be hard for people to get home. As traffic lights are out, police have been called to many of the major intersections to try and divert traffic, to try and, you know, assist the situation at major intersections, but police and authorities are warning people, if you don't have an immediate reason or a critical reason to travel this evening, to just stay off the roads. And if you are needing to get public transport home, to prepare for delays, and if there are alternative options, to try and take them.
And of course, places like hospitals, which need to be really protected the most in situations like this. I understand there are backup generators.
There were some reports this evening that the backup generator had failed at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. We've just had confirmation that that isn't the case, that all the backup generators at all South Australian hospitals are working, and there is no risk to patients.
Thank you so much for your time, and well, it's a busy night for reporters as well, so take care.
Thank you.
And that's ABC Adelaide's Claire Campbell there, bringing us up to date with the storms hitting South Australia. Now, if you are in South Australia, of course, I mean, this is kind of a pretty dire situation, the whole power being out. I would recommend ABC Emergency Services you turn to get updated information. We'll try and bring you information as it comes to hand. And speaking of South Australia, I've got to say, RN Drive, our timing is a little spooky. We are still planning to do our special broadcast from the AusAsia Festival tomorrow night, which is in Adelaide, indoors from the Space Theatre foyer. So we will be indoors. Hopefully we'll be able to get there tonight. As Claire told us there, the flights are actually grounded. So I do hope that I'll be able to get to Adelaide tomorrow. But I think there are higher priorities right now than my ability to get to Adelaide. Lots of people can't even get home tonight from their own workplaces. A really horrible situation unfolding in South Australia. An emergency cabinet meeting there, 0418 226 576. If you are in Adelaide, I'd love to get a text from you. How are you managing this pretty difficult situation? You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.